It's competition in the little leagues that has commentator Dick George furious, especially when it comes to his daughter.
I'm sitting in the stands at an amateur athletic competition. My stomach is in knots. It has little to do with the game itself. Our team's getting creamed. My daughter is on the bench. She hasn't played all year, and it looks like she won't play today either. The lopsided score gets worse. Still, my kid is on the bench. I am experiencing a kind of parental pain that is not covered in any of the manuals, a sort of paternal benchwarmer's rage, marked by a deep sense of injustice and a tendency to rip the program into tiny pieces while mumbling incoherently. Those of us afflicted get calluses on our tongues from biting them to avoid making loud, inappropriate comments. We are the anonymous underclass of amateur sports society. Of course, as a dad, I'm just a little bit prejudiced. I think my kid is a better player than the coaches do. I'm okay with that. Coaches have to make decisions. Inevitably, some of them will be bad ones. If they want to put someone out there who's not as fast, skilled, tough, or talented, not to mention as cute, as the one who shares my DNA, that's up to them. Obviously, they're wrong, as any fool can see, but everyone makes mistakes. What I cannot accept is that in those games where our team is winning or losing by a huge insurmountable margin, as the game winds down, the coach still leaves some players on the bench, as if they were cemented there. Why not give somebody else a chance? Athletes today in high school and college are required to make greater and greater commitments to their sport. Weightlifting at the crack of dawn, optional extra practices that aren't so optional, vigorous off-season training. Yet while demanding greater commitments from their players, coaches make no commitment to their players, especially when it comes to game time opportunity. The game ends. Our team has lost bad. Once again, a handful of players never got off the bench. Though outwardly calm, I am seething inside. I try deep breathing exercises, but the top of my head still feels like it is hovering above the rest of my body, like a lid quivering on a boiling pot of water. We shuffle down to the field, where the girls are taking a tongue lashing from the coach. Something about desire and teamwork and stepping up and other sports cliches too nauseating to repeat. I think the coach needs to receive a lecture, not deliver one, but, like I said, I'm prejudiced. I look up into a cold gray sky and remind myself how insignificant this little problem is in the overall scheme of life. When the coach runs out of gas, I bite my tongue once more, give my player an affectionate hug, and then drive home imagining what she might do if she only got a chance.
Dick George sits in the bleachers in rural Maryland.